This is Marketing Jam, a show featuring the brightest minds in marketing.
Brought to you by Canada Post. Head to canadapost.ca/insightpodcast for ideas to add value to your marketing.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Marketing Jam. This is Darren Kovacs, your host. And this show is brought to you, of course, by Canada Post, who supplies us with incredible inspiration through their Insight magazine. If you haven't subscribed yet, make sure that you subscribe. Insight magazine, a dose of inspiration, ideas, facts, figures, stats, stories from around the world about Canada Post and mailing campaigns that are inspiring, and advertising and marketing initiatives that are very truly, things that make you go, huh? Things that stop. This is a great one from IKEA right here. This is a catalog that they sent on the mail that is actually a measuring tape. So it's very cool, all the creative and weird and wonderful things people do to capture people's imaginations, and Insight has put them together in a magazine for you. And yes, you get a magazine sent to your office, which is cool, and it is for free. So that's another great bonus. Well, without further ado, I want to welcome our newest guest here today. This is Kendall, who is the president and founder of Bell Construction. And I am truly honored to have you on the show because we've known each other for a while now. You work with us at Jelly, and it's not every day that we get actually someone we work with on the show. So thank you, Kendall, for coming on.
Thanks for having me. That's an honor, and it's been awesome working with you guys.
No, it's been very cool. So we want to jump right in because you're doing something very unique that I think a lot of people need to hear about. Maybe start with, like, what? Tell me about that. Like, the, I don't know if it was the law or the tribunal or what sort of like UN thing that you changed that made it possible for you to do what you do right now, and explain what you do.
Yeah. So originally, we just set out to start a construction company, and hopefully, with the intent of hiring as many women trades as possible on our sites. So even with you, we sat down and we said, okay, we have this super crazy idea. Can we even pull it off? And what we learned, you know, within the first few months is that it was really hard to pull off. It was really hard to hire people and find good talent. Because if you create a job posting with the word woman in it, it automatically gets flagged to be removed. I think we've been banned from Indeed a few times. And so what we ended up doing was writing a 6-page essay to the Human Rights Tribunal to gain some exemption from that. Well, unfortunately, not the algorithms, but a way to get around the algorithm once they flagged us, and which we got a 5-year exemption, and then they'll review it and increase it depending on our needs at that point and the world, I guess. So,
and women in trades, tell me about that. What's kind of like the numbers today, and where is it at?
Yeah, so the numbers today are, it's very, very hard to track. I'll start off by saying that, because a tradeswoman also considers hairdressers, female hairdressers, to be a trade. Hey. So it's really hard to gather data for a lot of these schools and businesses on specifically women in trades, but it's still looking at not even quite 7%. I think 7% might include the hairdressing community. I think I'm saying that wrong. So we're probably more like 4.2% of trades in BC.
Wow. And the idea being is, how do we encourage, inspire other women to get involved in trades? And that's for young women today.
Yeah. And I think we've been around for just over a year now. And I think when we first launched the business, we launched in a really good time in partnership with the Canadian government, giving more incentive for women in trades. So we ended up meeting up with a lot of organizations that had these amazing programs in place. But obviously, the tradeswoman needs to go through a lot of schooling and a period of time before they're even eligible to get into the workplace. So we're kind of in that, I would say, this in between where there is a lot of talent coming and coming up, but we haven't seen that talent hit the workforce yet.
Oh, so why don't you tell us about, I know we were hitting some, like, okay, we could get some stories, get some op-eds about you from a PR perspective. Tell us about what you did when we finally thought, okay, how do we get young women inspired? What was it like the first time you heard about that idea we gave you? And explain it. The having you become a children's author.
Okay.
The next doctor.
That idea. Yeah. I mean, there were a lot of ideas and there were a lot of really great ideas. And I think with this choice that we decided to make this business work, there is there's so many options and things we could do. But I think the most natural thing was to go back and say, okay, where are we starting to see the word man in construction? And that's in our kids and the teaching that's happening with Bob the Builder, mm-hmm. who's right-hand person, Sally, I think her name is doing just what Bob's doing, but we're only talking about Bob. Mm-hmm. So I think that it was a great place to start with all of the options that we have available now to teach small children about women and trades.
Yeah. So I think if you are a mother, father, cool aunt, cool uncle, whatever you are, grandma, grandpa listening to the show, or you just love children's books, you could pick up the book and it tells you about all these young women that want to be a tradesperson when they're older and all the different trade options that are there. And it's no kind of misconception that anyone could be a carpenter or a plumber.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. So I think that we've just kind of cracked the surface in that. And I think there'll be, I hope that we can put together more resources besides what we've even just started with.
Yeah. So what about for you, like, as you kind of went to market with this concept and idea, maybe what's some of the pushback you got, or maybe some of the roadblocks that were hit because of this kind of whole new concept?
Yeah. I think, changing the way, anytime you're changing the way people think or, recognize a specific industry, you're always going to have a bit of pushback. I would say for the most part, it was incredibly positive. Contractors that I had worked with on the interior design side, which I own an interior design business for almost 10 years, some of the ones I had worked with the longest were the first people to phone and congratulate me and encourage me. We did have a few that didn't reach out at all and haven't reached out since. We had a lot of letters from women who were once in trades, in the 80s or in the 70s, that wrote us letters to say, we're so excited for what you're doing. I think that, the pushback is mainly from people who aren't working with what's going on in 2020 here. So.
Okay. So here's a question. The big why, right? So you can choose a few companies, you go online, you Google search, a few companies show up, or you have a few recommended to you. What is the value proposition that Bell brings? Like, why would you want a female crew versus just kind of a random crew or an all male crew coming into your home?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think my kind of work with everybody answer to that would be that there are some really amazing construction crews that are around. But unfortunately, there's the flip side of construction crews that aren't they don't treat your home like they would treat their home. So I don't want to put everybody in one basket and we're in a different basket. There's definitely some great ones. But I think Bell came from the place of wanting to care about your home in a way that it is ours and wanting families and people to feel as safe and comfortable with us as they would a family member. Mm-hmm. So I think that was the real driver, and then adding the female trade into it allowed us to achieve that goal in your home, by having these really amazing workers who share the same value as we did.
Wow.
Hope that answers. Yeah.
No, totally. So if you're currently in the Lower Mainland of British Columbia, the Vancouver area.
That's right.
And if you're in like say Calgary or Toronto or Austin, and you want this service, what would people Google search? Like, all female construction crew or all female trades?
Yeah. I mean, I think you would just start with female contractor would be what I would search. And if you're looking for individual trades, there's a lot of great female painters and plumbers and all kinds of things out there. So just start with the word female. I think everybody has the intention of being all female, but we haven't quite got there yet.
Yeah. But for now, if you're in Vancouver, knowing the Bell brand, the brand that it symbolizes, we already know and can assume it's all female because you're with Bell Construction.
That's right. Yes.
Okay. Which is really, really cool. So how about for you going from one company to another, interior design, into construction. What was that transition like for someone in your shoes?
Yeah, I mean, at first I was like, I think I can do this. I'm going to wear both hats. I'm going to do both things. But, you know, it slowly has it definitely evolved where I really enjoy wearing the Bell construction hat and promoting this business because there is so much heart and truth and just joy that I get from helping females and working with families or foundations. So at first I would say it was hard because you've got this baby that you've worked with for 10 years and all of a sudden you have to switch hats and get into a different mode. And I did learn shortly that I can't do everything. So yeah. I, you know, hired the right people to surround me to make sure that we could make it all work.
Awesome. And as far as like marketing tips or what's been the kind of the biggest win that you've seen, like, man, this was kind of a game changer for me as far as getting in clients and growing our brand.
Yeah. I mean, I think definitely working with a PR agency is a no-brainer because you're putting out a very consistent message and you are putting the message in the right hands. I think that, you know, we have this great intention to tell everybody about us, but we need to be strategic of, we only have so much time in the day and we can only put it in so many places. So that's my biggest thing is kind of just figuring out who your audience is and going directly for that audience, which, you know, you guys have helped us do. And obviously not saying yes to everything. I think our business is only fits a certain market and certain demographic, and that being, you know, families, dual income. There is, you know, a certain client that works well with us, and there's clients that don't. So really understanding who does and who doesn't, because I could see people all day and write quotes all day, but unfortunately it doesn't work for everyone.
Now you're running two businesses. You've got a family as well.
Yeah.
You're making time for the show, so thank you for that. How do you stay on top of it? Are you like iPhone, Android person? Like, what are the apps that kind of help you in the day to day of your life and business?
Yeah, good question. My husband would say that I'm very old school, so I use my note app like crazy. I have a note that I constantly have running, which is called "When I Get Back to the Office, I Will Do."
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's a list.
Yeah.
Of things. And
do you
as I get
circle my, thing on it,
like, oh yeah,
circle yeah. Diddy. I'm a notes guy myself, so yeah.
So if it's on a notepad, I have the biggest Sharpie possible to X that out. Like, yeah. I love a line through things.
Yeah.
My favorite. And then my iPhone is dead every day because I use it so much.
Yeah.
And then I love paper, but I am trying to move away from using paper so much. So I would say that I'm pretty traditional in the way that I keep track of myself. And then as a parent and, you know, having a family, you just do the best you can do.
Yeah. Yeah. We got to get you one of those charger things for your phone to kind of like extra
Boost.
Yes.
Okay. If anyone has any free swag that's a charger that's listening.
Yeah. Okay.
Girl needs one.
We'll get care of that for you. That's amazing.
There you go.
Now, as far as kind of like books or e-newsletters or kind of like, where do you go for inspiration for just kind of to keep you going and charged up?
Yeah. I mean, it's for me, it's all about the downtime. So I'm very much with my son doing outdoor activities. Yesterday, we collected bugs in a jar. Like, it's not so much about newsletters and, you know, reading for the interior design side. That's like one of the last things I want to do when I come home is like, look at interior design again. So
going out and spend, you know, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, for at the beginning of each project, I do try to look up and kind of collect my thoughts around what I want to be doing for that project. So I'll go to those resources for that moment. But other than that, I'm just nature, outdoors, anything that can disconnect me from kind of the work property part.
That's so awesome. What kind of, were they the little roly-poly bugs or what kind of bugs were you collecting?
We were hoping for a snail.
Yes.
But unfortunately a little too dry yesterday. So we've made kind of a jar nest thing.
Yes.
And
yes.
He thinks he's three. So he thinks the bugs will crawl in.
Yep.
So we're learning that that's not a reality. Like, no one's going to voluntarily go into captivity.
Into his terrarium, right? You've made a terrarium, which is very cool.
Yeah. Basically, yeah. So we do, him and I do a lot of weird science like that.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
My girls are really into those, I guess, you call them wood bugs. I guess there's different names.
Yes.
And they touch them and they turn to a ball. Yeah. So they call them roly-polies and they're obsessed with them and find them and bring them home. And yeah.
And make them go into a ball because they're freaking out.
Yeah. 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 And then they can roll them around. And yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Oh, yes. Yeah. He likes to take the snail and make sure it's still in there.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Anyway.
So question for you, as a female entrepreneur, business owner, like in 2020, are you seeing any of the kind of like historical pieces as far as like, you know, the way you're treated, the way that you're respected? Like, are you still seeing some of that baggage still exist today?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that when you picture, oh, I'm going to hire a plumber to come to my house, you're not picturing a female showing up. Mm-hmm. So I think we have a long way to go. And I think that the goal with Bell is definitely to, that I don't want it to be I pictured a man coming. I would like it to be an even playing field. So I think we'll a long way to go. Unfortunately, 2020 has started out a little odd.
Yes.
But I think that we're, you know, every day is moving forward. Every documentary that comes out with a powerful female, like just like the Hillary Clinton one that just came out on Netflix. I mean, all those are helping us move in the right direction. It's just about, it's changing the dialogue and getting people to think differently about what construction looks like.
Wow. So you're not just trying to market a company, but it's also changing the whole attitude and kind of philosophy and perspective around an entire industry.
That's right. And yeah. So it's hard. Yeah. And I think there's a lot of, like I said, there's a lot of great renovation companies that are embracing this. Like, it's not just me being a female face. There's a lot of males that prefer to hire females or like hiring females because they love working with them. And so there's a lot of companies doing what we're doing. Mm-hmm. But I think it's important to be talking about it and keeping the dialogue going.
Awesome. What are some female leaders that you look up to or get inspired by?
Yeah. I love a variety. I mean, I love talking from Michelle Obama always.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just listened to Tim Ferriss with Jane Goodall the other day, and Jane Goodall, man, she's amazing. Like, the lady travels 300 days of the year. Like, she's amazing. So I think it's a variety of people. You know, like, even when I read the book Educated, I think that woman is what, Emily or something, she's amazing. So it kind of depends on my mood, and definitely Michelle Obama would hit more of the family side. Whereas a Jane Goodall is more of the pioneer side of things. And yeah, it's cool. I listen to a lot of different things. So Hillary Clinton was a little weird for me, gotta say.
Okay.
Yeah.
No.
I actually didn't watch the documentary until my mom told me to watch it because I really like Bernie Sanders. So now maybe we're getting into a weird spot in this podcast, but I liked Bernie Sanders, and the opening credits, obviously she's trashing Bernie. So I'm like, I don't need this. But my mom's like, you gotta watch. And here we are.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
For females that are watching the show right now, listening to the show, what's your advice to grow as an entrepreneur, to grow as a leader within a company, or just to continue to be encouraged, even just a word of encouragement for them today?
Yeah. I mean, definitely if I'm talking to a younger woman who's thinking about getting into females in trades, you can become a tradeswoman by the age of, I think it's 20. Now, so there's fast track programs, and when you come out of school, you're making more than you would make in the restaurant industry in a more stable industry.
Wow.
So that's my, you know, kind of teenage girl thinking about what they should be doing. Yeah. Trades are never aren't going anywhere. So getting tickets and getting licensed early and then choosing a different career path, maybe in the middle of your life and going back to it. I mean, it's an awesome thing to have to be a tradeswoman.
Yeah.
And I think career-wise, I was always meant to get to this point in my life. I think I had to go through the interior design side to create enough courage within myself to make this jump. And I'm still trying to navigate being courageous and being confident in my vest, mm-hmm. in my bell clothes. So I think that it's always evolving and always taking time, and just be patient with yourself and listen to your inner gut on, you know, what feels right for you. And I've tried to ignore kind of all outside people's perspective on what career path I should have done. And so just be yourself and trust your gut.
That's awesome. What's your biggest advice for learning to listen to your gut and to listen to that, the voice that's true, the voice that doesn't lie to you or isn't from the patterns of this world? What's your advice?
Yeah. Well, my advice is based on probably negative experience. So as soon as my gut will say, don't do it. I mean, obviously there's been times where I've done it and it ends bad every time. And so I think it's about learning what gut feeling is the best one to follow. Assessing all the situations, all your external, how that decision affects other people, and going with what feels right. So, I mean, I think that obviously failure is the biggest way to learn how to trust your gut.
Hmm.
And listen to your gut. Yeah.
These are great. Kendall, seriously, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Always a treat getting to talk with you. I love those that are watching the show gets to see an amazing, beautiful floral painting. If you're listening to the show, I can just say it is very moving and expressive, and make sure you get a chance to check out the show on video as well, just to see the painting, if not to see Kendall's smiling face, her cool vest, Bell Construction. I'm excited to see where it goes. And as the brand grows and as you continue to grow this incredible company that really is shifting the mind frame of an entire industry. So Kendall, thanks for being on the show. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks everyone for joining us this week on Marketing Jam, and we'll see you next week on The Jam.
Thanks for listening to Marketing Jam. If you enjoyed the show, head over to our YouTube or Facebook and give us a thumbs up, and visit iTunes to leave a rating and review. Thanks again, and see you next time.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.